So let's review. The mission in the previous daf taught, if an unmarried woman was seen to be pregnant, and they inquired about the status of the father, and she responded, "Ish ploini v'koinhu, he's a person who is mutter." She is believed, because she has a chazak of being kasher l'kahuna. She is not believed, because since she acted inappropriately, she has lost her chazaka. And we must be concerned that perhaps he was a nosen or a mamzer, who is asa to marry her, and she becomes psul l'kahuna, and her child will be asa lo v'bekal, disqualified to marry Yisrael. Our daf begins with Shmuel ruling like Rav Gamliel, that nemenis. However, if Rav Ksher metzla, she may marry a kohen l'ketchila, and if Rav Pesul netzla, then l'ketchila she may not marry a kohen. However, b'diavad, if she already married a kohen, they may remain married. The Gemara proceeds to cite a Mishnah in Idias, which discusses a case of a manas isa, which means a woman whose former husband was a safik chal, which if he was indeed a chal, she is psul l'kohuna. In that case, Rabbi Shua is mekel and says that she is ksher l'kohuna, and Rabbi Gamliel is machmer and says that she is psul l'kohuna, which is the exact opposite of the machlekes here regarding muberes, where Rabbi Gamliel is the mekel and says ksher l'kohuna, and Rabbi Shua is the machmer and says psul l'kohuna. The Gemara explains, in the case of Amanas Isa, there is a Svek Sveka, which Rashi explains is not the traditional Svek Sveka, but rather means that the Suffolk did not begin with the Boil, but with the mother of the Boil, who was a Suffolk Halola, and therefore Amanas Isa is considered a weaker Suffolk. Therefore, Bishu is Mekel and says Ksher L'Kohuna, because of the Svek Sveka, even though there is no Bari. Whereas in the case of Muberes, he's Machmer and says Psul L'Kohuna, because there is no Svek Sveka, even though there is a bari. On the other hand, Gamliel in the case of Muberes is Mekel and says Ksher L'Kohuna because there is a bari, even though there is no Svek Sveka. Whereas in the case of Amanas Isa, he's Machmer and says Psul L'Kohuna because there is no bari, even though there is a Svek Sveka. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the case of Amanas Isa and cites a three-way machlokes. In the case where one was accused of a Psul of Mamzer, Nasin, Vaabd Malachim, Vachalal. The Tanakhama holds, Kol Psul de Karele Vashasik Pasal. In any of the above accusations, if he was silent, he is Pasal, because his silence is seen as an admission. The first version of Remeir holds, Hanachu de Kapasale Bakal, Avashasuk Chalal Kasha. That's only in the first three Psulim, if he was silent, would he become Pasal, because only there is his silence seen as an admission, because the psul would make him also love a bakal. And if it was untrue, a person would certainly protest. But in the case of chal, even if he is silent, he does not become pasul. His silence is not seen as an admission, because this psul does not make him also love a bakal. And therefore a person would not necessarily protest. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir holds the opposite. Then in the case of Mamzer, if he was silent, he would not become Pasul, because his silence is not seen as an admission, because Makir in Yisrael, Mamzer in Shabinem. Mamzer is generally public knowledge, and there is no need to protest because people know it's not true. However, in the case of Chalol, if he is silent, he becomes Pasul, because his silence is seen as an admission, because in Makir in Chalol in Shabinem, Chalolis is generally not public knowledge. And therefore there is a need to protest because people might believe the accusation.